because not everybody is very social like Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you know, he is the glue that pull everybody together. So Big Fatty, hi Big Fatty, thank you, love you, and love you for what you're doing for this community.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hi Big Fatty, thank you, love you.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4733. FO for two, I say Tuesday, the 31st of March, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all gonna finish telling you all about the weekend. Big Fatty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, Lammy's Big. Hey, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Now, y'all, this goes against law. It goes against law, popular law, that if March comes in like a lamb, it goes out like a lion. Or if it comes in like a lion, it goes out like a lamb. Well, now, y'all, I was not here when March came in. Durwood and the Nep and I, we were in Lost Wages on the 1st of March. But yeah, it appeared that it came in like a lamb here in Charleston. However, I cannot confirm nor deny that. However, today, the 31st of March, y'all, it's going out like a lamb. Y'all, it's going to be like 77 degrees for a high, and y'all, just a lovely spring day, except for the pollen. Yes, Big Fatty, pass the Kleenex. Yes, indeed.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all now, but y'all, before I get to today's celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, I am remiss. And last Thursday on the 26th of March, y'all, that was young Jonathan's birthday. You know, he's up there in the New York City. Big Fatty, I said it for you, did. Anyway, but we wish him a happy celebration on the, what do you call that? The Textimoniums. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, today, the 31st of March, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person for the very first time at the G'day's at the Queen Liz tea party at the Grand Floridian Motel there at Rat World. Y'all, he's one of the original podcasters out there. Y'all don't know if he's still doing his his foreign language podcast. I don't remember the name of it. Pagan Hokian or something like that. Yes, Big Fatty, Pagan Hokian. No, that's not it. But anyway, but y'all, he also used to do the Ong Line and the Ding Da Bell, a little show. Y'all, he came many times to the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. I think he came to, I know he came to New Orleans as well. Y'all, just one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only John Ong. Big Fatty, we love John Ong. Now, y'all, I don't know if John Ong listens.
I don't listen to Big Fatty.
Oh, join the crowd. But y'all, wish him, if you see him on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he shares his infectious laugh with everyone and that he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
You know, I thought I'd finished everything telling you about the weekend except for the shovel story. But, y'all, that's not true. Not true at all. My Saturday started off with a message from that DJ Ron and Gary with two R's. And, y'all, DJ Ron says, oh, Gail and King are running late, or not to be found, or something like that. And y'all, I don't know how I did it. Big Fatty, you just did it. Y'all, I fucked it up. I told it to publish it. I don't know. I didn't change the time it was to be published. So anyway, I got up, and when I got up, I changed the time, and it published. And Gail and King were there. They were just, but you know that they'll be docked. They'll be docked on their upcoming pay stub. Yes, Big Fatty. 10% off of nothing is still nothing. Y'all, the other thing that I did a lot over the weekend. Y'all, I caught up on the latest season of the Great British Baking Show. And y'all, I really like the current host. I've liked all the hosts, but these are really funny. I love Noel. Y'all, he's crazy is what he is. Yes, Big Fatty, no wonder you like him. And a lot of dark humor. And y'all, on this season they decorated up spoons that looked like Prue and Paul Hollywood, and they would have them come over and and they would talk to the spoons with the contestants. But y'all, the girl won, Jasmine. Y'all, she was just terrific. Just terrific. By the way, spoiler alert, Jasmine won. And y'all, I was sorry that the other two did not win. Although I was surprised to see those two in the finale. Tom, not so much. You know, the other guy whose name I don't remember, he's Amazon. And I expected the kind of young one with the ginger with the mustache, I expected him in the final. So anyway, I watched, y'all, and they call it the Bake Off, but they can't say that in the U.S. of A, because that's a Pillsbury. It's the Pillsbury Bake Off. That's trademark, Vera Charles. A B, Fanny, whatever. Anyway, y'all, on Sunday, Right after, well, I tell you what, it was before, y'all, while the Atlanta Braves were playing, their sports ball, y'all, I, went next door to my neighbor and, I borrowed this shovel. I borrowed the shovel. This is the shovel story. And, y'all, remember the Crema tree that I got at the Costco at Crema time, I had it sitting on the front porch, and I said, well, when that's over, I'll replace the Crema tree that died with this. Well, y'all, I had gotten another one in the instead, and I put it in the place of the of the dead one, you know, just so something was there. And the other one that I got at the Costco, it was sitting in its pot right beside there. Y'all, I thought about transplanting it to where the smaller replacement tree was. And y'all, by the time I got around to it, I think it had already taken root. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we love to take root. Oh, yes, we do. And then, so y'all, I borrowed the shovel, and I had a, it was one of those, they call it the bottle brush trees. It had died, y'all, you know, with the big freeze or something like that. It looked like a haunted house, all that kind of stuff. And it was removed. So, y'all, I planted it. It's right at the edge of the carport where Earl Grey resides. And so I dug the hole that, since there had already been a tree there and it had been dug up, the dirt was, I mean, this was a couple of years ago that it was dug up, but it was still easier to dig the hole for the new tree. So I did that. And got it in the ground and the soil around it and everything. And y'all, then it was time for me to extend the irrigation system. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the irrigation system. Run a line from the other trees over to where this one was. And y'all, to save my life, I had the new hose and the connectors and everything. And y'all, to save my life, I could not get the connector pieces to fit onto the hoses to fit onto the connector pieces. And y'all, my neighbor that lives behind me, he and his wife and two boys were walking down the alley, and y'all, I had to ask for help again. Y'all, I just didn't have the grip strength again. Oh, Big Fatty, it's too bad you didn't use the bottle openers. Well, I don't think those would have worked on this, but, and y'all, the only good part about this is he had trouble with it too. So, but we finally got it, put together. And, y'all, he was just so nice to, to do that for me. And, it all worked fine. And y'all, he hung around. He says, actually, you did me a favor because, his wife took the two boys up to the playground. And he said, I didn't really want to go up there. So you kind of saved me from that. I said, thank you for calling. And, anyway, y'all, we recorded the LFC. Y'all, neither Veda nor I had a damn thing to talk about, but we talked anyway. Yes, Big Fat is very much like this show. Not a damn thing to say, but you talk anyway. It's true. And, y'all, I watched the end of the NCAA sports ball hoops. Y'all, Duke got the ass beat by 1 point in the last half a second of the game. And anyway, the die is cast. I can't tell you who's playing, but they're playing. And it'll be next Saturday afternoon and evening. And then the finals will be a week Monday of next week. Excuse me. And So that's that. Y'all, then, of course, I watched The 60 Minutes, and it was good. Y'all, I had me a solid with some chicken tenders on it. Y'all, it's good, too. And y'all, Sunday night slept like a baby. Y'all, I got a perfect score, 100. And y'all slept over 9 hours. Moose P says he slept a lot also on Sunday night. So perhaps there's something in the air. Yes, Big Fatty, it's pollen. Anyway, got up Monday morning. Had my brofkas. Y'all had the last of those blueberry biscuits. Sliced them in half in the biscuit toast with the butter on it, the good butter. And y'all, by the way, I'm using the what do you call that place? The Costco. Is it the Costco or is it the? No, it's the Costco version of the Kerrygold. Y'all, it's good and it's much cheaper. And I know the Haunt Cub was going to try it out, but he didn't. I hadn't heard back from him as to whether he liked it or not. Yes, Big Fatty. I bet you will now, probably. Anyway, had that, had my coffee. And y'all, then I came in to the studio here. Y'all, you know, I'd had the Disney Premier Visa card. And y'all, it gave me like a $200 statement credit and a $200 Disney gift card. But y'all, it had a fee with it. And I don't remember how much. It was either $50 or $100. I don't remember. But y'all, since I'm probably not heading back to Rat World anytime soon, y'all, I called up and I canceled it. And I know some will say, oh, that will ding your credit. Well, y'all, my credit was $835 or something like that out of $850. I'm sure Mr. Cockles is higher. But anyway, and y'all, it's not like I'm going to be buying something that's going to need a credit check. And if it's dinged, it's dinged. But, you know, it'll come back. Yes, Big Fatty. And plus, I save not having to pay that renewal on the credit card. Y'all went out on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I just did Fat Acres. It was a little warm out there. And came in and finished my nipple walk inside as I watched the Jeopardy from Friday night, and then I watched the finale of the Great British Baking Show, and y'all. Then I started on episode 2 of Boots. I know Mr. Tim Kumal enjoys that. He's mentioned that recently on his little show. But y'all, all in all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, shall I just do a little tap dance here? Big Fatty, maybe you can tighten that up in post. Oh, you know me and tightening things up in post. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely final day of March. Y'all, did yours come in or go out like a lamb or a lion? Big Fatty, maybe we'll find out. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. Y'all also got a phone call from old Crooked Hat. He's done some enhancements to the ham map to make it look nicer. So, y'all, if you're not on the ham map, get on it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy himself, John Ong. And John, when you think of Big Fatty, what do you think of?
Hi, Big Fatty. Thank you. Love you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind of you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.